Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and we're going to be talking today about feature frames with one of the participants from this year, one of the filmmakers that was selected for this year's strand, and he is David Pinheiro Vicente, who is here with the film Where the Summer Goes, Chapters on Youth. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And just to introduce you to our listeners, I'm wondering, would you like to maybe tell us how you why you were drawn to filmmaking and a little bit about the journey that took you to actually making films?
Okay, well, I think it was seemed very natural. In my house, we always watched films as a family, and my parents love films and were always watching films. So when it was time to start deciding, I mean, they were the ones who suggested, oh, you should consider going to film or studying it because you seem to love it so much and always talking about it. So it's more or less a natural process.
So your parents supported you in this?
Yeah, very much. They still do. I mean, they really like it. And they were the ones who really wanted for me to go further.
Hmm. And what are the stories that you want to tell that you feel like you, have a need to express?
Well, I think it's always a more personal point of view to my country or to our sort of culture or what I think identifies us or what I think expresses the way people there live differently or why they live differently from other places. I think in general is always that idea of what distinguishes someone and why do they do what they do or why do they feel this there. I think it's a particular feeling.
Right. Yeah, so something that expresses Portugal, that's where you're from. I don't know if we said.
Yeah, I think, or my vision of it, I think, I mean, for example, for this was my vision of growing up there, or why that was, why it was different, like where I grew up, why that was different from other places, what were the most poignant experiences, or the most tragic sometimes, or violent, but also beautiful experiences from there.
I kind of feel like asking you as well, are you influenced by Portuguese cinema? Or
yes, I love Portuguese cinema. I mean, there's several directors I like. Manuel de Oliveira, I love it. Rony Clow, we were just talking about João Pedro Rodrigues as well. I was fortunate to work with Salomé Lamas, who is also amazing, and she taught me a lot. So, yeah, and it's a small country, so you end up knowing people who work in film, and I think it's it has wonderful authors there.
That's fantastic. So, if we can talk about Where the Summer Goes, Chapters on Youth. First of all, what is the story of the film?
The story is about a group of young people who go to this forest. There's a lake there, and just want to have a good time in summer. It's very hot. And it's sort of a web of relations between them, or this tension between them. So they're growing up, and there's a particular boy who doesn't really seem to know where to go or what to feel about that group experience. So I think it's about that.
It's kind of also, I take it, trying to capture something, like a snapshot, right? An impression of youth, maybe.
Yes, and that's a sort of stage of not knowing, not really knowing what you want, or feeling a lot of things at the same time for a lot of different people, and it's focused on that kind of group experience that we have a lot of times, something that you live more because it's in a group and it's far away from your normal life than if you were just yourself or with just another person.
And is it directly inspired by something that you experienced?
In a way it is, because the things that happen in film are things that I saw, like from people I know growing up, or those characters, or just yeah, young people and what they do are based on always things that I saw, like all together, you know, and that were mean something to me. So, in that way, I think it is.
That's very good. Yes. Okay, so just as a final question, talking about your experience here at Carlo Vivari and as part of the Future Frames, what are you doing and what do you hope to gain from this experience?
Well, I think it's really cool, this section, because it's really focused on us trying to get in even some informal conversations with the industry and with starting up this conversation about the films and what we want to do in the future. And they give us this opportunity to meet a lot of people here, and it's good because it's such a good, such a big festival, but it's also can have this sort of intimate more moments with industry people. So I think it's such a great initiative, and the European Film Promotion really tries us to engage in that.
Yeah. Well, it was a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.